Hello and welcome. My name is Vashim Bogha and I'm your host for this Empowered Women of the World podcast, a podcast where we talk about technology, leadership and success. As we kickstart the new year, while everyone is making a to-do list, I'm actually making a not-to-do list. And that's because things that you say no to play a bigger role in your success than the things you say yes to. Having this not-to-do list sets the right tone for a successful and fulfilling new year. Today, I'm sharing my top 7 list, things that I would absolutely avoid doing on daily basis in this new year. Let's dive right in. First is, I'm not going to graze on low-value tasks. Now, according to Parkinson's law, work expands to fill time. So if you allow more time for a task than necessary, it's prone to take longer. I realized that when I was not setting fixed windows for managing low-value tasks like responding to non-critical emails, I ended up spending all day in my mailbox, diminishing my productivity and delaying progress on significant tasks, creating short, discrete windows of time for processing less critical and low-priority activities helped me carve out more time for creative tasks. Second is, I'm not going to be an ostrich. An ostrich buries its head in the sand when it sees danger, assuming that if it doesn't see the danger, it won't hit it. It's like a leaky faucet in your bathroom. It's not going to fix by itself. By avoiding it, you're going to make the problem worse because not only will you end up wasting more water, but the situation might get worse and you might end up spending more money and time fixing it if you don't address it right away. Avoiding problems does not make them disappear. Instead, acknowledging the problem and proactively seeking solutions or strategies to tackle them helps you move forward. So I focus on understanding the problem and finding ways to resolve it rather than avoiding it. The third is, I'm not going to complain about anything or anyone. We spend so much of our energy every day thinking and complaining about things. The job market being tough, the stock market not performing, you having not enough money, your team members not delivering their projects on time, or your managers not listening. We default to complaining even when we know it won't help because it's easier to complain than to take action. So instead of complaining, if we can focus our energies on things that matter and we can control, we'll be able to change the outcome. Basically, if the thing is under your control, then go do something about it. But if the thing or the situation is not in your control, let it go, because it's just a waste of time and energy to complain about it. Fourth is, I'm not going to be saying yes when I should be saying no. The biggest mistake I think I made when I was starting off was saying yes when I should have said no. I said yes to opportunities and requests even if they didn't align with my goals and values. I remember saying yes to a speaking opportunity because the request came from an industry influencer. I valued my relationship with them, so I said yes. The topic and the event didn't reflect my values, the event was completely mismanaged, and it took a lot of time and energy at my end to fulfill that commitment. And I resented it every day until the event was done. I realized that by saying yes to things that didn't align with my purpose, I was doing injustice to both myself and the person making the request. In some cultures like mine, saying no has such a bad vibe to it. But in reality, saying no empowers you to stay focused on your goals and values, deliver impact, avoid burnout, and protects your mental health. And the fifth on my list is not allowing comparison or jealousy to enter my headspace. In today's world where social media often showcases idealized versions of people's lives, it's easier for people to compare their lives to others, often leading to feelings of inadequacy, jealousy, and envy. Successes that we see on people's Facebook or social media profiles is often a result of years of focused and consistent hard work. Everyone has their unique path, and comparing yourself to others leads to unnecessary stress and dissatisfaction. So, when that feeling of jealousy or comparison starts creeping in, I approach the situation with curiosity. What is this person doing right that I can learn from? By doing so, I convert the negative feelings into excitement to implement something new in my career, or my life to achieve my goal. The sixth thing that I'm not going to do this year is I am not going to take everyone's advice. When you start something new or embark on a new journey, you will notice that you get a lot of advice. While some of this advice is well-intentioned, it's also irrelevant, especially when it comes from people who haven't walked a similar path before. When I started the EVOW initiative, I got an opportunity to meet a board member of one of the famous women empowerment organizations in the United States. She discouraged me to continue with the EVOW initiative, citing that there were already big organizations like the one that she was on the board of. There was no need for another one, she said. She hadn't walked in my shoes. She was not an immigrant woman of color in technology. She had not lived through my challenges. I'm so glad that I didn't follow her advice. If I would have followed her advice, we would have never been able to make the impact that we have with the EVOW initiative. So before you start acting on someone's advice, pause and filter the advice and see if it's worth implementing. And the seventh thing that I'm not going to do this year, and this might be personal to me, but I'm not going to allow more than 1 hour of inactivity in my day. It's not good for your mental health, physical health, or emotional health. I added this one to my list because I get so engrossed in what I'm working on that I forget to move. I realize that my body needs more movement. My mind needs time to recharge, and my emotions need a reset. So now I have an alarm set up on my fitness tracker. Every 1 hour, the alarm prompts me to move, to run down the stairs to get a glass of water or tea, to stretch or to do a quick breathing exercise. Basically, some movement for the rush of energy. So that was my not to do list for this year. I would love to hear from you. Which of these excite you the most for making this year the best year of your life yet? And today's resource for you, my dear audience, is the link to the 6-week career accelerator workshop that I am conducting to help you fast track your leadership career. This is a research-based 6-week program, and we have seen great results with a few pilots that we have run. Seats are limited, so make sure that you register today. The link is in the show notes. As always, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for loving, liking, supporting, and sharing the podcast. Remember, sharing is caring. I look forward to seeing you again in our next podcast. Till then, keep empowering the world.